As we return to Acts chapter 23, we move on to verses 12 through 22. Now, we recall that Jesus has just appeared to Paul at night and encouraged him that he will indeed be testifying about the gospel at Rome. Paul can be assured that he will not die in chains in Jerusalem. I'm sure that Paul was greatly relieved, in a way, to find that he would not die in Jerusalem at the hands of either the Jews or the Romans. However, Jesus did not indicate what was coming next. Isn't that the life of faith? We may have assurances from God's word, but we're not guaranteed smooth sailing on our course. We have promises, but we don't always know how we are going to arrive at a place of victory. So Luke now narrates the next set of events in Paul's situation at Jerusalem. Beginning in verse 12, he says, "The next morning the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they have killed Paul." Now this is so fascinating, isn't it? Here Paul has this marvelous appearance of Jesus in his jail cell that night before, and Jesus encourages him, tells him not to worry, that he will indeed make it to Rome in order to testify to the gospel. And now the next morning we read that the Jews have formed a conspiracy and they bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they kill this man. Well, Paul just never knows, and neither do we. My first thought when I read verse 12 is, wow, these are really nice people of God. I'm being sarcastic. But really, here is a group of Jews forming a conspiracy to murder a man who is in Roman custody. And worse yet, they thoroughly believe that they are acting on God's behalf. They need to defend that Old Testament religion from this threat in the body of Paul. Amazing, isn't it? Well, we know from history that people who think they're doing God a favor can do some pretty terrible things. Well, notice that Luke says the next morning. He, of course, means the morning after Jesus appeared to Paul and comforted him about his situation. Now, I want us to take that in. The very next morning after such a magnificent, majestic, comforting experience with Christ, Paul's life has a brand new threat against it. As I said earlier, promises don't guarantee smooth sailing, and that's definitely the case here with Paul. So Luke tells us, the next morning the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they had killed Paul. Who were the men in this group? Luke doesn't specify it. But John Stott suggests that it was the same men who first started the riot in the temple courts. Here's what he wrote. The Asian Jews had been frustrated in their attempt to lynch Paul, and the Sanhedrin had been unable to convict him of any offense. So now a group of more than 40 Jewish men hatched a plot to murder him, binding themselves by an oath to eat and drink nothing until they had succeeded. So it's very likely that the same Asian men who accused Paul of taking a Gentile into the temple have now formed a group of conspirators ready to murder him. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.